When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1041. And today's show is a quick one. Let me try that again. The word didn't come out of my mouth. Today's show is a quick one, and it's about, do more people get jobs through networking or job boards? I hope you find this question helpful and useful. And if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. As I'll say later on, mention that you listen to the show because I love knowing that I'm helping people. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself a lot, okay? And with that, hope you have a great week and let's get going. The question I received today is, do most people get jobs by networking or applying to job ads? Well, let me give you the statistics. And I've seen this for years. For years, the numbers have gone like this. Job ads fill about 6% of all positions. I'm sorry, I have this wrong. Recruiters fill about 6% of all positions. Job ads fill about 15 to 20. Varies a little bit from year to year, but you know, when you add up the numbers, I know recruiters sometimes use job ads to find the talent to fill these jobs, but I'm going to concede the entire point. 6% from one category, 20% from the other, 26% are filled by job ads and recruiters. I know the number isn't that high because there's overlap, as I said. How do the rest get filled? They get filled by networking. Now, here's an interesting one. Most of you think of networking purely as the people that you already know. But there are folks that your network knows that you don't. And of those positions, 70% of the people of the jobs are filled as a result of introductions to people that the job hunter didn't know at the beginning of their job search. Catch that one. Of the approximately 70% of all positions that get filled by networking, 70% of those get filled by someone that someone didn't know at the beginning of their search. Almost 50%. So your goal is to network, because that's really where most of the jobs are filled. By creating relationships with people that you don't know, and expanding past the immediate relationship of the people that you do know. Job ads are fine. You know, I encourage people, reply to ads, work with recruiters. Understand, the employers are not there to help you. They're not going to be your source of a lead. And recruiters, you know, who are they working for? They're working for the corporation who's paying them. So your job is to create a venue for yourself where people are out there helping you. And that comes through networking. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and/or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home, with the coffee you like just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.